On this solemn day of September 11th, Americans across the nation join in remembrance and prayer for the lives lost and the enduring impact of the tragic events that unfolded 24 years ago. Thousands of Americans lost their lives that morning. For most who are old enough to remember, it's a day that's impossible to forget. For many, like State Representative Brandon Schweizer, the memories remain fresh.
And, you know, I turned the TV on, and obviously it was all over the news already, but I really didn't know that it was real. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to change channel. And it was on the next channel. The next channel, I'm like, what the heck is going on? And so I ran upstairs, and my mom was sitting there watching TV. I'm like, is this real? And she said, yes, it is. And then at that moment is when the second plane hit the tower. It was just surreal to be witnessing that.
It's now been over two decades since the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the crash of Flight 93, where only the courage of the passengers and the crew possibly prevented an even deadlier terror attack.
So I enlisted into the Marine Corps in March of 2001. I was just waiting for my date to go to boot camp. So I was actually currently in the Pulley program when that took place. I mean, it gave me even more fire to want to leave and, you know, get there to do my part.
In many ways, 9/11 reshapes how Americans think of war and peace, their own personal safety, and their fellow citizens. From the Capitol, I'm Dean Abbott.